In Afghanistan today, an American and two Afghan fighters were killed in a military operation against Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces in the mountainous east of the country. A number of troops were injured in the operation, in which U.S. warplanes and helicopters also took part. Afghan fighters returning from the thick of the battle said they were repulsed by Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces. It's believed those forces have mustered their strength and regrouped near the provincial capital, Gardez. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
It's the largest attack in weeks since U.S. fighter planes pummeled the former terrorist training camp at Zawar-Keli in eastern Afghanistan in January. U.S. forces led the coalition fighters into ground battle last night. The operation involves helicopter gunships and ground troops attempting to ferret out terrorist sympathizers in mountain hideouts. Pentagon spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Rivers Johnson.
The mission involves Afghan and coalition service members, but of course the main effort is by the Afghan forces.
The troops reportedly broke off the offensive in the early afternoon. Lieutenant Colonel Johnson confirms at least three fighters were killed in the battle.
U.S. and coalition forces have, in fact, sustained casualties. Initial reports are that one U.S. service member and two Afghan forces have been killed, and also an unspecified number of U.S. and Afghan forces have been injured as well.
The Pentagon could not say whether Al-Qaeda leaders are in the wilderness region south of Gardez. Major Bill Harrison of U.S. Central Command in Tampa said the attack was against Al-Qaeda and non-Afghan Taliban forces gathered there.
We have known that there are pockets of Taliban and Al-Qaeda amassing in different locations, and this is one of them.
The operation is continuing. There are reports of U.S. military fighter planes and helicopters in the region. Though there had been a lull in fighting for a few weeks, the Pentagon has reiterated that the effort to root out terrorists in Afghanistan is not over. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.